Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the program, Big Wednesday show. Casey Smith is in, of Lake Ridge fame, for you young girls out there. Wait, are you a single guy or?
No, I got a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right, so he's off the market, ladies.
Is he?
I don't know how long. If he becomes a big radio star.
2 years.
Oh wow. Okay.
It doesn't sound too. Yeah. That's a little wishy-washy answer.
I live with her.
Okay. That's pretty good. But you're not married yet.
No.
And hey, listen. Big radio money is about to befall you. Play your cards right.
I'm assuming you're about to get the standard fame and fortune contract that we give out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wait till you see it, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might have to upgrade.
Yeah, it's a real panty dropper. Just going to start coming in out of the, you know.
Come on!
Out of the vents, just flinging themselves at you.
Well, anyway, he's in for Schultzy today, who's just, you know.
I don't know, he's doing whatever the...
Taking some time.
Doing whatever the Schnitzel Wolf does. I don't know what Schultzy does in his spare time.
What do you think he's doing
right now? I don't know. Is it something... I would say it's something Mariner-related, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not certain I want to know.
I don't know that I do either.
But like him and his wife go dancing, and I feel like Schultzy has some sort of just strange life away from here, but I don't know. It could go
either way.
You don't
want to know what it is.
Not really. Not really.
All right, well.
He invites us out a bunch, and I'm kind of terrified to take him up on it. He gave me a ride to Moda Center once, and just that alone was enough to.
How was his car?
It was his wife's car. It was a nice Volvo. It was a little Volvo SUV, but yeah, I don't know.
That's promising.
Yeah, I'm
clean,
not
junk everywhere.
No, like? Very, very clean.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was clean.
All right. Well, the ratings are in. We were talking about this Monday, about the World Series.
Post-World Series?
Yeah, because the Japanese ratings, it takes some time to get the ratings.
Yeah. We found out, like, what, a quarter of the Canadians watched it. It was, like, the most watched Canadian broadcast in decades.
Well, I mean, if you think about the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a trifecta that Major League Baseball has to be thrilled about. One, you had all of Canada watching.
Mm-hmm.
You had a huge brand in the U.S.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, Team Japan playing on that U.S. brand. Like, then you got a whole other country roped in because their star players are over here.
Yep.
So, dude, Major League Baseball, you know, they've been talking international for years.
Mm-hmm.
They have got to be thrilled.
Yes.
There were 13 international players in that series, representing 8 countries or territories. That game was broadcast in 203 countries and in 16 languages.
Awesome.
Dude, that is what they've been talking about for the better part of 25 years.
Yep. And the combined number in the 3 biggest countries is enormous.
So the combined rating that we got, they said it's the most watched baseball game in 34 years. Mm-hmm. Most watched total eyeballs. Since 1991, that game averaged 51 million viewers across U.S., Canada, and Japan.
Monster number.
That's amazing.
The U.S. alone was, what, 30? 29, 30?
Amazing.
So, I mean, just that's the first time that Major League Baseball has sniffed an NFL game. I mean, that's a better number than, I think Michigan, Alabama, and the Rose Bowl was 26-ish. So, I mean, baseball just doesn't do those numbers. And not only did you have obviously the international market, but I do think it really helps baseball. This is the first time. When was the last time? The first time in a long time. When's the last time you had a true star in Major League Baseball because you have one. You have one now.
Well, which, I mean, would you say Trout was?
He wasn't.
You don't think he was?
No. Trout was, in fact, there was an article just the other day. I was reading it, and it was the fall of Mike Trout. They say, how does a generational baseball player disappear into the, you know, the ether? And that's how you know, like, Mike Trout had one commercial. I think he did Subway. And Mike Trout didn't want to be a star. Mike Trout was not a figure that outside of baseball and really outside of his local market was a big deal.
Well, Shohei doesn't want to be a star either.
And yet he is.
But, well, he is because he represents the whole country. Yes. But I just mean you don't have to be a star, you don't have to want to be a star. That, I mean, that doesn't have to be there. But yeah, Trout's weird because he was just buried in with the Angels.
Yep.
And it's weird. Sounds even weirder to say he was buried in LA because it's a huge market, but even when Shohei was, I mean, that's amazing to think about. Shohei and Trout were on the same team.
Yes.
And no one really cared. No.
Well, they were bad. I think they made the postseason once.
That's crazy.
Or maybe, I think Trout may have only made the postseason once.
Well, I talked about this while you were gone in Portugal, but Aaron Judge is a star.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's very odd how little we talk about him.
Yes.
Like, when you think about all the great Yankees, Derek Jeter, I mean, I don't have to name them.
Sure.
Aaron Judge is better than most of them. And yet I think he's actually underrated. No one ever talks about Aaron Judge. No. I don't know why. He's got it all. He's absolute joy to watch play.
Yep.
He's a super great dude.
And he's the size of Superman.
Yes.
He's a cartoon.
Just the teeth alone should have an agent. I mean, I don't know what it, and usually if the Yankees have a star that good,
he's a big deal.
They would be it's like Kobe with the Lakers or like, I don't know what it is about Judge, but he's just not, he doesn't seem to have the draw.
No.
That he should, seeing as how good he is and the team that he plays for.
The last star, in my opinion, that Major League Baseball had, a true star that crossed over, was Derek Jeter. And when was the last time Derek Jeter, you know, in the last handful of years, Jeter didn't do anything, he was just there. But Derek Jeter was the last time you had someone that was, Derek Jeter was in movies, Derek Jeter was on Saturday Night Live, he was a star. That guy was at red carpet premieres. Now, Shohei is not that because he's a different cat. But Shohei Ohtani, when he plays, is a transcendent star. And so not only did you have the international market of Toronto, you had the entire country of Japan, the U.S. was roped into it, obviously the Dodgers, but Shohei goes a long way. How many casuals, my kids, my gal, watch Major League Baseball only when one person's playing?
Well, especially,
and that's Shohei.
Especially after he goes 4-for-4
yes.
with two home runs.
Yes.
And then
he has a Tiger Woods-like effect. So this was a perfect storm for Major League Baseball. And I'll give Major League Baseball credit because I think they've pissed away a lot of goodwill and they do a really bad job of supporting stars. And they have embraced the Shohei Ohtani thing, and they should, because that guy moves the needle.
Did you see that there's another stud Japanese pitcher who now wants to come play for the Dodgers?
No.
Their whole rotation...
They're going to get another one.
Their whole rotation is going to be Japanese aces. I'm serious, because they all want to go wet. Like,
Well,
the Yankees and Mets are always in the running because they have money.
But it's such a long trip.
But they never want to go to the... They want to stay on the West Coast.
Well, it's a 10-hour, especially if you're talking private, it's a 10-hour flight direct from Tokyo to
LA. And they
LA.
Also want to be with other guys that are from Japan. Like, dude, the Dodgers... I don't know what they're about to be, but I guess this guy, I don't know his name, but apparently he's young. He's like 23, and he might post, and good luck getting him.
He's going to L.A.
He's going to L.A.
I wonder if they'll end up changing the...
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, eventually if they're just going to be like, all right, they're going to have to go into a normal draft. I forget who it was. There was some major... It was an old Major League Baseball player. I don't know. Mark Grace or Lenny Dykstra. I don't know. One of these dudes that yells and bitches and complains, you know, about Major League Baseball. And he had the old, because what did they give Yamamoto? 325? I believe
something
it was.
Like that.
It was the biggest pitcher contract of all time. And so, and it, from 2 years ago, and he just was railing. He was like, how the bleep are the Dodgers going to give a guy $325 million that's never thrown a pitch in baseball, blah, blah, blah. And then it was just a photo of Yamamoto with the two World Series and then the MVP. And someone was like, didn't age well. You know, it's, and there is something to that. Like, give the Dodgers credit. Like, not every guy that comes over has worked out, and yet they seem to have the guys that do indeed work out.
51 million across U.S., Canada, and Japan. Yeah. Average.
Yeah.
Huge, huge for Major League
Baseball. I wonder
what
the peak was.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't say.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's talk about My Beavers. Dare to dream, will My Beavers close with 5 straight wins?
And a Pac-12 championship.
Pac-2.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Pac-2.
I can't wait for the rematch.
You don't have to wait long.
That was a barn burner.
You want another one of those games, do you?
We're going to talk about next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, The Who adding you to Eminence Font. Eminence Front. The Who. Turn on your mic, idiot.
What is happening right now?
Well, I was rapping to Eminence Front by The Who, and I thought that, you know, The Who probably should have thought of that first. Like, that makes the song way better with you on there.
Freaking Pete Townsend.
Idiot.
Remember when Pete Townsend got caught with child porn and he claimed that he was doing a research on child porn and he got away with it?
Yeah, I'm not touching that. I know nothing of the story. I like The Who, though.
Well, who doesn't?
Apparently you.
No, I love The Who. I just thought that was, and I may have the details a little blurry, but he was caught in an investigation with that material, and he claims that he was doing, like, some sort of research project, and I'm pretty sure he got away with it. And if that's the case, that's the worst excuse that has ever worked of all time.
Much like you did not believe me in my testicular cancer news.
Yes.
I do. I'm going to go ahead and go with you have the details blurry. I don't know.
I'm going to look this up.
I have no idea.
I'm going to look this up.
But see, I'm not going to believe anything you say because you're going to try to twist it so that it's correct for you. I want the facts.
In 2003, Pete Townsend was arrested and admitted that he had used his credit card to access a website containing child abuse porn images. He was placed on UK sex offenders register for 5 years. Townsend maintained that his actions were for a research for his autobiography to investigate child pornography industry for non-criminal purposes. That dude was on
What's that from? I want your source.
AI.
Oh.
This is like, it's all out there.
According to The Guardian, London's Metropolitan Police said that Townsend was not in possession of any downloaded child abuse images, but had accessed the site containing such images in 1999. Uh-huh.
So he was writing about being abused as a child? Is that what he was doing? Claiming that he was doing?
His actions were research of his autobiography and to investigate. I think that was his thing. I think he said something along the lines of he was molested, therefore he had to have access to child porn. I'm sorry. That's the worst excuse of all time. They're like, excuse me, Mr. Townsend. We got to talk to you here for a minute. See, we found this child porn site, and your credit card is linked to it, and you have an account, and I believe it's PeteTownsendTheWho.com, I believe is the email address, and your computer has...
You think that's his email?
I would assume.
Pete.Townsend@TheWho.com.
And we've noticed that you've been on this site for like a grand total of 973 hours. Whoa. I'll have you know that there's no downloaded child porn. I just go to the internet and look at it, but I don't download it. And I also want you to know, at no point did I do anything with those. It's for a research project because I'm writing a book about my life. Come on, Pete. And yet somehow he ended up on the child, the register list, the sex offender list. But everyone's like, it's Pete Townsend. Dude, the guy had child porn.
Yeah, he had access to child porn.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
He had access.
Details, not blurry.
Yeah. So would you like to, much like your testicular cancer story,
I'm correct. Not jumping to conclusions.
You're not?
I am not jumping to conclusions here. No.
No.
I think that could be right. Listen, I trust the authorities, okay?
They put him on the sex offender list.
He got arrested and he didn't get...
He got probation.
He didn't do jail time, so...
By the way, I'm pretty sure that if anyone else not named Pete Townsend...
What?
Is arrested
for... Dusty's in there. He's not happy with you.
Is arrested for that? I'm pretty certain we're not getting probation.
I think we should get... You know, Casey's first big task on the show should be to get Pete Townsend on the horn so you can... Talk about it with him.
Yikes.
How would that go? Yikes. Anyway.
This is like when the guy at the Fiesta Bowl got caught at the strip clubs. And he's like, whoa, I just went to the strip club so that I could tell everyone else where not to go. Real, by the way, excuse that the chairman of the Fiesta Bowl caught using those funds to go to a strip club was like, well, I had to know what the kids may get into when they go to our lovely city, and I needed to be able to steer clear of them.
Back to the OG point, you sound great on Eminence Front, and I think that The Who should ask us for royalties for your ha drop so they can add that to their tune.
Thank you.
And re-release it to millions upon millions of downloads. Okay, so well, I wanted to talk about the Beavers here, but we don't have time.
We got derailed by...
You just bash Pete Townsend.
You mean the convicted sex offender, Pete Townsend? That Pete Townsend?
Just bash the great guitarist from The Who. Mm.
By the way, also according to the BBC, and I quote, the only reason I didn't fight these allegations is court would have destroyed me. So he pled guilty, but he's not guilty. So
there
just,
you go.
Yeah, lots of times people plead guilty to child porn charges, but they're not guilty. Yeah.
Well, later we'll talk about my Beavers. The Beavers.
How about them Beavers?
Well, how about it? They won, and we were, nobody had any faith in them, but they did it. I don't know how you miss a 35-yard field goal.
Well, did anyone believe that kick was...
No, 32.
Did anyone believe that kick was going in? That game was a guaranteed shank, and he did shank.
Dude, any time a kick is under 35 yards. I do think it's going in.
Not in that game.
That guy missed a 32-yarder, but that's not even the worst field goal miss of the weekend. Do you remember we were watching Tulane play UTSA on Friday night or maybe
Tulane
it was Thursday
getting
night?
Smacked around.
Tulane missed a 25-yard field goal.
Yeah.
How do you even miss a 25-yard field goal? Just kick it towards the goalpost. It's going to go in.
It's hard, man. Every now and then.
I don't think it is.
Every now and then you hit a Hazel rocket, right? You get up there and the swing doesn't quite work.
Well, it was the fewest points in an Oregon State game since that famed 2012 Wisconsin. Remember that game?
I thought we were talking about the, remember they played in that Sun Bowl?
Yeah, that was against
I think it was against Pitt. Was it 3-0?
I think it was 3-0.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Maybe regular season game?
It's possible.
But that Wisconsin game in 2012 was the one where they won 10-7. Remember that? They upset him.
Yeah.
And Dave Bartu, that was like the big Dave Bartu intro to the city is like, I know what I'm talking about.
Dave called it. We all laughed
that.
At
him. We were like, what are you talking about? Wisconsin's going to kick the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Well, they beat Wisconsin, and Dave Bartu is now a famous
he's a savant
sports analyst. Anyway, what I was going to say is the Beavers could close with 5 straight wins, and what would that say about Trent Bray? Because honestly, if you look at it, they should have 4 wins. I mean, they
you
took
think.
Houston to overtime, and Houston ended up being a pretty good team.
Yeah.
They should have beat Fresno State. That game was a mess.
That's because they couldn't play special teams at all.
And probably should have beat App State. I don't know. So they've won 2 in a row, mm-hmm. and the last 3 are Sam Houston, Tulsa, and Washington State again.
So what you're saying is
5 straight, baby.
The freight train from hell has left the station, and that freight train is Oregon State.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's a real indictment on Trent Bray. And by the way, they switched quarterbacks. The guy threw for 33 yards, and they still won.
And this, does it say something? Did you watch any of that game?
No, God, no.
It might be the worst college football game I've seen in years. So I don't know what to make of that. Like, that's more, Washington State, who has looked good this year, I don't know how Washington State looked that bad. I give the Beavers credit, but Oregon State was not as bad as their record when they were 0-7.
Correct.
They were not
that bad.
Well,
that's pretty clear.
That was, yes.
And
Trent Bray should have never been their coach.
So now the Sam Houston State Bearcats with a K.
Are they the Bearcats?
Yeah, but with a K.
Boy, we could have been here till next Christmas And I wouldn't have gotten Bearcats with a... And why is it with a K?
Well, because they don't... They want it to... They want to separate it from...
Just the regular.
Yeah. They want it to stand out.
Can I also ask the question, what's a Bearcat? Is that like a... Is that like when they do like a Sharknado or like the Sharktopus? Do we know like what a Bearcat is? Anybody?
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. But...
I was not... didn't know.
You know, the Beavs are 20-point favorites. Should win the game.
Are they really?
Yes.
The Beavs are favored by 20?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you see Sam Houston, the Bearcats' record?
I'm sure they're 0-for.
Yeah, they're 0-8.
Yeah. They got any close losses in there? I mean, they're going to beat Sam Houston. Come on, man. They could finish 5-7.
Now, here comes the real question. I made $58 on my big Kent State.
Yeah.
Over under.
You dumping that on the Beavs?
No. Do I take Sam Houston to win a game this year? What kind of odds can I get for Sam Houston to win a game?
Why would you do that?
Because it was fun riding out that Kent State thing. I just need one win. They need to beat Delaware, Middle Tennessee, or FIU.
Or Oregon State.
They're not beating Oregon State. I kind of want to take my winnings and put it down on the Bearcats.
What's Delaware bringing to the table?
They're 4-4, which I don't like that. Eh. See what Middle Tennessee State's bringing.
Well, anyway, later.
Ooh, Middle Tennessee 1-7.
Okay, there you go.
I think I'm all right. I'm going to go look at some odds. I think I've got my next bet.
Later, as Oregon State hunts for a coach, I want to bring Kirk Ferentz into the chat. Not that, I mean, I'm not saying like Kirk Ferentz to Oregon State, but I was thinking about Kirk Ferentz today, as I do.
Yeah.
I dream longingly about football and
you just
coaches.
Sit around and think about Iowa football.
Well, I was watching his preview Oregon press conference, you know?
Yeah.
And that man, he is buttoned up.
Yeah.
Dr. Ferentz.
Well, of course he is. He's been there forever.
But I just got to thinking about him, and it kind of applies to what Oregon State has going on. So we'll have to do that later. We've run out of time because if you're accusations toward
I don't believe those are called accusations. I believe those are called facts.
So coming up, so we'll get to that at 5. But coming up next, it is in the news. Look at that. We've already made it. The levy. Now, you don't care about this because you don't live in Portland.
No, I do not.
But the levy to maintain safe parks in Portland, which I voted, I will announce live on the air, voted no.
You vote no on everything.
Well, I don't want to pay any more money.
No.
Like, I give them enough money. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it.
Snowflake.
Well, that, to me, screams like, that's kind of like the Republican line, but okay.
Whatever, Snowflake.
But woke. I do blame Barack Obama.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
It's clearly his fault.
Clearly.
Portland is set to pass that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that an extra $6 out of your pocket? What are we?
Bro, it is not $6.
No?
No.
I kind of want to know.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Good. No, wait.
I'm going to go enjoy.
Sit!
I'm going to go enjoy our safe parks and not have to pay for them.
Yeah, I've got Vancouver news. No, you're not going to get off that easy. We got that coming up next on In the News, recap of election night. But first, here's Casey, young Casey Smith with Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is November 5, 2025. Boy, it's getting late in the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love that.
It's getting dark at about 4:40. That's awesome.
God, no kidding. What are we doing?
I don't know. It is so dumb to go outside before 5 o'clock and have it be dark. I do not understand the daylight savings thing.
November 5, 2025, time for In the News. I'm your noted news man. Hello, thank you. Blackjack. Corrected by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Have you been injured by Pete Townsend?
Your noted news man. Thank you. Please be seated. And a stretch. It is American Football Day.
Oh.
I think we like football here.
I think so.
Can speak for...
It's football!
Can I speak for you when I say
I
the show
likes
football?
I think speak for the country. If there's one thing in the country that was the is the most popular thing in the United States, wouldn't it be football? What's more popular?
POTUS.
I'm going to say what's more popular than the NFL. It's the NFL.
What's more popular?
I don't think there's anything more popular.
Because
you can't say music. It'd be like
what about coffee? What about alcohol? Is alcohol more popular than football?
Yeah, alcohol's pretty great. Damn it, that's good. Coffee's pretty good too. I hate coffee, but
it's very popular.
It's very popular. Yeah, damn it, that's good.
Is football top five?
Although football, like, I mean, that's an activity. I mean, coffee is that's a thing. That's like saying sex.
So is football.
Well, sex then should be the most popular.
Well, there you go.
You know.
Yeah, that's a top five.
I think that may be number one. Look at OnlyFans right now.
Doing it.
Yeah, out there doing it.
It is also National Donut Appreciation Day.
Well, you see, you shouldn't appreciate donuts. Those are terrible for you.
They're also just very popular.
So tasty.
Yes, the five-year levy to maintain safe parks in Portland is set to pass, although we don't know fully yet. There's still more ballots.
Counting some votes.
Yeah.
Probably the rigged election with the mail-in votes, which,
right.
You know.
Yeah, rigged.
Whole
rigged
thing.
Rigged by the libs.
Yeah.
You libs in your bandanas.
Once one mail-in vote has been cast, the whole thing is fake.
Well, you said, is it going to cost you a whole $6? No. This raises... So what it is, it's a levy to maintain parks for Parks and Rec. So they can get a bunch of money because their budgets are all effed up.
Yeah.
And have been for years. This would raise them over $90 million. It lasts through 2026. And it basically raises property taxes by $1.40. For every $1,000 of assessed value.
Because if there's one thing I know about Portland, which is one of the reasons I don't live over here, because I can't afford it, the property taxes are already so low, it's about time someone raised them. I've often thought to myself, man, those property taxes, just super low. Everyone I know that lives over here says as much.
You know, I will say that I'm going to be fair to Portland here.
Yeah.
I will say that I mean, you can't swing a bag of dead cats without somebody bitching about the property taxes over here. Very high.
Yeah,
it's
tough.
One of the highest in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
It is honestly one of the reasons why we have looked over the last 10 years about moving over, and the property tax is always one of those things that is hard to get over.
Mine have never been that bad.
No?
And it's probably because my place is an absolute dump.
That's the key. Good
That's
for you.
The key.
And yet here you are complaining about it and you voted against Safe Parks, you son of a bitch.
I voted against it. I give them enough money.
I'm Isaac Ropp and I want my parks to be unsafe.
Dude, this is, okay, so the average, this is median single family property. This is just median.
Yeah.
That's $310 extra dollars on, so if your property is over, you know, $500,000, $600,000.
And most important,
$750,000. Yeah. It's $1.40 per every $1,000 of assessed value. That's a lot of
That's a lot of scratch.
Now, and you know they're going to misspend the money.
And therein lies my question. Like, you say this is for safe parks. Can you tell me what you're going to do with the $90 million to make parks safer?
The one thing that the woman who put this forward said was there needs to be more transparency in the budgeting and how money is spent. And
which
so
there won't be.
So now they're promising us that, yes, this will be much more transparent. But I forgive me for being skeptical.
Yeah.
All right? My only option is to move out of Portland, which I'm not going to do, so whatever. I'll just bitch about it on my radio show.
Well, everyone always claims that, like, Portland is this cesspool and war zone. Then why is it so expensive to live here? I keep waiting for the war-torn Portland to give me a nice deal to move over here, and it ain't happening.
It doesn't go down, does it?
No, it just keeps going up.
Meanwhile, in Vancouver... Oh, wait, I got to take a break. Yeah. Casey just told me to take a break. So I'm going to take a break, and then when we come back, I will tell you about what happened in Vancouver last night.
Mm.
Now, because you had a ballot, too, up there.
Yes, we did.
In Clark County.
I cast my votes.
Yeah. Did the mayor get reelected? Mm. Next on The Fan. So before we get back to In the News, I want to play something for you. Casey, can you pull that clip back up? He called, so this, I don't know who the Chicago Bulls broadcaster is.
Nor do I.
But apparently the Bulls hit a game winner last night.
All right.
Okay. And it became the topic on our Window Nation report.
Odd, but okay.
Well, but you know, I mean, these guys got to scour the internet for anything to, you
so
know.
So we just ended up with.
So yeah, we ended up with a random Bulls clip, but this is a great call.
You know the Bulls are in first place.
No, I didn't, but now I do. Yeah. And apparently their play-by-play guy is fantastic, or maybe this was the color guy. I don't know, but listen to this call of the game winner.
Okay. 12 seconds left. Giddey on the inbound from Jones. It's Oubre on him. Carter sets up a screen. Giddey races to the basket, fires it out. Vucevic the shot.
Steps up again. The grizzled veteran steps up and hits the biggest shot of the season. Oh my goodness, Elizabeth! I'm coming again, Elizabeth! Oh Lord!
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
and
he dropped the Vucci man.
Vucci Mane.
Yeah, because the
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane.
So he's calling him Vucci Mane.
Yeah.
And who is Elizabeth?
That's from Sanford and Son. He would always pretend to have the heart attack.
Oh, it's
and
yeah.
his wife was dead, so dude. Anytime he would always do the it's the big one.
So that was their color guy. So it sounded like the same guy, but the play-by-play guy calls the shot, and then the color guy jumps in.
Look at this.
That's the best call.
Oh, that is Stacey King.
It is Stacey King.
Yeah.
Of Oklahoma Sooner fame.
That's a good poll.
Well, yeah. The only reason I know that is that's who we beat in the championship in 1988.
Suck it, Stacey King.
Dude, Oklahoma had Stacey King and Mookie Blaylock on that team.
Oh.
They were awesome.
And Danny and the Miracles?
Took them out. Kevin Pritchard.
Yeah. I mean, it's really.
Milton Newton.
We got to stop with the.
Scooter Barry.
See, I think we need to stop highlighting Danny Manning and go with the.
Well,
you say Scooter?
Well, Scooter Barry, one of the Barry brothers.
Scooter Barry.
He was on the team.
Yeah.
But really, the big, the stud player on that team that nobody talks about is Kevin Pritchard.
Yeah.
Former Blazers GM, Kevin Pritchard. He was a hell of a floor general.
When I looked up Scooter Barry, by the way, a large black man popped up, and I was like, I don't think that's correct. There's a different Scooter Barry.
All right, this is In the News, November 5, 2025, here on The Fan. Hello. That seems a little hot, Case. Thank you. Vancouver. Primetime Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had your elections last night, election night, you know?
Old Annie, that old battle axe.
Yeah. Did you vote for her? I think her name's Ann, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Ann.
Ann McGurney Ogle.
She's got three names.
Yeah, she's a hyphenated.
But Annie's kind of a funner.
She's your mayor.
She is.
She won a third term. She's very popular.
Not one, not two, but three. Well, things in Vancouver are going pretty good.
Yeah, Vancouver's looking up.
Yeah, everyone's pretty happy.
Yeah, Justin Forsman was defeated by a wide margin by Ann McGurney Ogle. And she says her work is not done. She says they're going to build that I-5 bridge. They're going to build the Heights, which I don't know what that is. And then she says, we'll continue working with our homeless. So.
Yeah, she is pretty popular. Vancouver, in all honesty, like, Vancouver's kind of on the come up.
It's not war-torn.
It is not war-torn. They've done a really nice job with the waterfront down there. You know, and we don't have.
Isn't that a little sterile? Isn't it a little sterile?
Well, there's a lot of wine bars, but you're getting a lot of businesses that are popping over there. And for the first time, I mean, I've lived over there for years and years. And I'm starting to see people that are actually moving from Portland over in there, even the ones that work in Portland. So I do think that Vancouver is becoming one of the more popular Portland suburbs. And they were talking about, I don't know if they ever did, but they were talking about expanding the borders, and it would have made it the third largest city in the state.
Man. Annie dominating up there.
Mm-hmm.
Just dominating fools. Apparently, she was a former school teacher.
And now she's like on the C-Tram board. And you look at her haircut, you know she's getting stuff done.
That's right.
That's the haircut of a woman that you don't want to mess with. She's got real, homeowners association vibes.
And for our final story tonight, Gresham police are searching for a man accused of threatening Taco Bell customers with a gun in the drive-thru.
Can't do that.
The man tried to cut in line in the drive-thru, then pointed a gun at customers as they asked him to go to the back of the line.
Mm.
And no, you are not allowed to do that. Therefore, there is a manhunt going on for this gentleman. This was at Northeast Burnside and North Main Avenue.
Both of my kids worked at Taco Bell at one point, and the drive-thru stories are fantastic. Late-night Taco Bell drive-thrus, buckle up.
So he was banging on the doors.
Now, which you said that was on Burnside and is that the
it's
one?
It's in Gresham.
Oh, that's in Gresham. Never mind.
So it's. Yeah, he was banging on the doors very angry, and then witnesses say he got in his truck and tried to cut around vehicles lined up in the drive-thru. He then pulled out a gun as customers told him to go back to the back of the line. He allegedly pointed the gun at a vehicle with two adults and a young child inside.
That made me think of the Naked Gun when they're doing the out safe and Frank Drebin pulls the gun. He's safe! Tell you what, you pull a gun on me in the drive-thru, you know what? Your order, you just go right ahead. You skip to the front of the line. I don't need to die for this quesadilla right now. We're good here. Those nacho fries, all yours, buddy. Take mine.
So they released a photo of this guy.
Yeah.
And they're saying he's considered armed and should not be approached.
If you're willing to shoot someone over late night,
he didn't shoot anyone.
Well, he was willing.
He brandished.
What's this guy's name? I need to look him up.
Well, I don't see his name here.
Because I don't see the story on KGW.
It's on KGW, but I don't think they know his name. He looks like he's from Oregon. Okay.
Okay.
Big white beard and like kind of like me, bald. Mm. And he looks like an Oregon man.
Yeah.
You know how they have Florida man,
sure.
Oregon man. Anyway, he was wearing a black jacket with a badge, possibly for a private security company.
Oh, boy.
He was driving a gray Ford F-50 with a camper shell and Oregon Cultural Trust license plates.
It's not good. Imagine being that worked up.
Now, that's a man who wanted his burrito.
That is a man who wanted his burrito, yes. And I will tell you, man, be careful. The late night drive-thru, people are on edge. If you're at Taco Bell at night...
they're wasted.
They're wasted, exactly.
Does anybody ever talk about this? It's like, are we supposed to just ignore the fact that people drive through wasted at Taco Bell all the time? Like, it's like one of America's favorite things to do,
yeah.
And nobody ever talks about that everybody in the drive-thru is housed.
We were...
That it's not a good thing.
We have a fast food joint right up. It's the only fast food joint by our station.
What is it, a Carl's Jr.?
Well, I don't know if she...
Oh, I don't know. I've been through there. I went through there one time.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the one thing that I wanted.
No, it is.
Is it a Carl's Jr.?
No, it's not. So I don't know if we should say it. But
just say it. What is it?
It's Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
And it's the worst Jack in the Box in the world. Like, it is. I have no idea how it's open. Like you said, they don't. It is Thunderdome. And me and the family were leaving a Keller performance. We were at the show at the Keller. And my car was back here, and I hadn't had a chance to eat. And so they were like, why don't you grab something from that Jack in the Box? And I was like, dude, you don't want to get anything from that Jack in the Box. You never know what's going down. And they were like, what? So I was telling them about that Jack in the Box. And they were kind of laughing. And I was like, eh. Well, it was late. And I thought, you know what? I am going to go through that. I'm going to get two tacos. So I roll into that drive-thru, and there's only one car in front of me. It's like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, oh, this is great. There's only one car. So I pull up. Couple minutes go by, nothing. 3-4 minutes, I'm like, what is happening? Another car pulls behind me. Now I'm stuck, can't go anywhere. About 5-6 minutes go by, I'm starting to do the horn thing, whatever. The Jack in the Box employees come out. The person had passed out in the GD car.
Mm.
And they were just slumped over the wheel. And we were like, And I just started laughing, and I called the missus, and I was like, hey, remember I was telling you about that Jack in the Box?
Oh, no.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm kind of stuck in the drive-thru right now.
Well, how do you... Yeah, because those are all... Like, you can't go around them.
You cannot. So...
Well, so they did their... How did they get you what you needed?
The two people... The person that had pulled them behind me, and I think one other, we all had to kind of slowly... Because it's kind of a weird turn. But yeah, we all had to kind of back up. So I don't know how they ever got that person. They couldn't wake them up. They were, like, shaking them.
Jesus.
Yeah, someone passed out ordering at the Jack in the Box. And by the way, I think that's fairly normal. You're just like, yeah, that's late.
Yeah.
When you call the police, they're like, where are you at, Jack in the Box? What time is it? Oh, yeah. Deal with it.
Freaking America.
Yeah.
All right. That is in the news November 5, 2025. Thank you so much. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's talk about Kirk Ferentz. I got the latest on Chance, the Chance Sitch. You've been following that at all? The Chance Sitch?
What, November 24th, right?
He's Blazers coach got arrested and all that.
Yeah. Suspended coach.
And some other stuff coming up next hour here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.